Social contracts align boards and CEOs through defined partnerships. In 2005, Tyco's top executives, Dennis Kozlowski and Mark H. Swartz, were found guilty of stealing $600 million from the company. They were sentenced to 8 to 25 years in prison. After this scandal, Tyco's new leaders, Jack Kroll and CEO Edward D. Breen, were determined to rebuild the company's reputation. They brought in a new board of directors and established a set of ethical guidelines, called Ethical Conduct and Board Governance Principles. These principles focused on integrity, compliance, and accountability, helping Tyco regain respectability. Every company should have a similar set of guidelines to ensure ethical behavior from its leaders. The process of creating these guidelines involves defining five key standards for corporate behavior. Commitment to values. Leaders need to follow a clear set of principles, like Johnson & Johnson's response to the Tylenol crisis in 1982. They showed how sticking to their values helped manage a tough situation. Commitment to the stakeholders. Successful companies focus on their clients, workforce, investors, and society. Keeping these four areas in balance is key. Commitment to risk assessment. Both the board and CEO must keep an eye on the company's risks. This helps them make smart, safe decisions. Commitment to transparency. Being honest and transparent helps teams work better together. It's important to focus on solving problems, not blaming people. Commitment to coaching. A good coach can help leaders and CEOs work better together, making the company stronger. High-profile failures highlight the importance of corporate governance. Take-Two Interactive, known for the hit Grand Theft Auto series, was a video game industry sensation after its 1997 public debut. Founded in 1993 by 21-year-old Ryan Brandt, the company quickly became a success story. Initially, Brandt, as CEO, had significant freedom due to a board filled with investors and friends focusing on quick profits rather than long-term goals. This setup made it hard to maintain a solid business strategy. By 2001, the tech crash impacted Take-Two, causing earnings and stock prices to drop. The SEC investigated its accounting, and the New York Times revealed internal conflicts harming investors. Although Brandt stepped down as CEO, he stayed on as chairman. Then, a scandal erupted over hidden adult content in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, leading major retailers to pull the game. This controversy sparked lawsuits from shareholders over the company's questionable practices, corporate governance, and accountability. In the case of TTWO, management ignored board inquiries, but the SEC subpoenas led to Brandt admitting to backdating stock options for management and board members, including the head of the audit committee. TTWO's directors and executives failed to meet the five standards of a strong social contract. The board lacked independent directors who could provide necessary scrutiny to Brandt and his successors. Corporations need more than just written policies to act responsibly. For example, Lehman Brothers boasted about its sustainability principles, which focused on values, transparency, risk management, and stakeholder concerns. However, Lehman's independent finance and risk committee, which included diverse members like a Broadway producer and a U.S. Navy veteran, rarely met, asked few questions, and never challenged CEO Richard Fuld. This lack of oversight eventually led to disaster for Fuld and the company. Boards should grasp C.E.O.'s personalities and leadership styles. Besides offering strict guidance, a board of directors must know the CEO's behavioral style and leadership practices. The way a CEO behaves greatly influences their leadership style. The better the board knows the CEO's personality, the easier it is to predict their management approach. Know the organization's needs. It's crucial to understand the company's main issues, strategies, and the challenges it faces. Match the organization's needs with the leadership that is required depending on the stage of the company. From startup to maturity, different types of leadership are needed. For example, a new company might need a CEO who dares to be different, while a mature company needs one who encourages others to succeed. Look first at the CEO and then the senior team to find the correct match. Start with the CEO but also evaluate the senior team to ensure they're all a good fit for where the company is headed. Jack Welch of GE was a pro at building a strong team, setting a great example of leadership succession. Look elsewhere if the correct match isn't found. If the perfect leader isn't already part of the company, the board may need to look outside. Tyco did just this by bringing in an outsider, Breen, to turn the company around. Executive managers exhibit four leadership styles: driver, expressive, amiable, analytical. Tracom's social styles help board members grasp how CEOs behave, especially under pressure. CEOs should take a test that measures assertiveness and responsiveness, revealing four leadership styles. Driver leadership, CEOs focused on results and control. For example, Jack Welch aggressively cut GE's staff by 25% in 5 years to boost efficiency. Expressive leadership, these leaders trust their instincts and act quickly. However, they might get impatient with details that slow down their big plans. Amiable leadership, CEOs who prioritize strong relationships to move the company forward. David Neeleman, former head of JetBlue, combined amiable and expressive traits when starting his airline. Analytical leadership, leaders who rely on data and logical thinking to solve problems. Doug Ivester of Coca-Cola was a great analytical leader but struggled to adapt his style to the company's evolving needs. The Integrated Leadership Model, ILM, suggests that the perfect CEO leadership style changes with a company's growth. Driver, best for startups and turning around struggling companies. Expressive, great for creating a shared vision in the early stages. Amiable, ideal for strengthening relationships as the business grows. Analytical, crucial for setting clear goals and processes. CEOs must be flexible and adjust their style to fit the company's current needs. If they can't do this, they should ensure their executive team has a mix of skills to cover any gaps. Evaluating a CEO's communication and strategy is vital, like their financial performance. Board members often measure a CEO's success based on financial results like profits and investments. But it's also important to consider soft metrics like honesty, leadership, nurturing talent, communication, and strategic thinking. These qualities are crucial for the company's growth and survival. For instance, 6 months before Lehman Brothers went bankrupt in 2008, its board gave CEO Fold $40 million in rewards for his financial management and risk control. Despite his analytical skills and strong financial performance, Fold was known for his authoritarian style and intolerance for bad news. Had Lehman's directors focused on soft metrics, they might have encouraged Fold to be more open and adaptable, possibly changing the company's fate. Ideal CEO candidates fit the company's current and future needs. When looking for a new CEO, board members must avoid personal biases and pick a leader suited for the company's current and future challenges. Here's a four-step method to guide their decision. Strategic context and intent. Before interviewing candidates, boards need to rethink the company's strategy. They should consider the company's competitive position and key goals like where to compete, the path to success, how to win, and the timing of actions. CEO's agenda, practices, and style. It's crucial to see if a CEO candidate's vision, practices, and approach align with the company's strategic goals and stage in the business cycle. Pay attention not only to what they say but how they say it. The alignment of the business system identify areas of the business that don't match the current strategy. These areas will be the new CEO's first challenges. The congruence between strategy, CEO and business system ask candidates about their plans for the company's structure, processes, people, and culture to ensure they match the board's vision. Successful board dynamics are intentional. The board and CEO should regularly check in to ensure they're on the same page, identifying any issues in their relationship, and creating plans to solve them. This keeps the partnership strong and focused on the company's success. Building corporate culture requires a friendly CEO's relationship skills and an analytical leader's process defining abilities as the company grows. Board members should leverage their unique strengths, such as being a consensus builder, idea generator, or advocate for change, to improve teamwork. The chairperson is key in guiding and supporting the board. In the US, CEOs often take on this role 54% of the time. Alternatively, a lead independent director, LID, can handle board tasks, allowing the CEO to concentrate on executive responsibilities. Big corporate failures like Enron and WorldCom, along with economic downturns, have intensified the focus on corporate governance. Looking ahead, we can expect more government oversight, more open and democratic boards, directors campaigning for their positions, shareholders having a say in choosing the chairperson, lids managing all board activities, and a heightened emphasis on corporate risk management. Key points. Social contracts align boards and CEOs, ensuring integrity, compliance, and accountability. Successful corporate governance involves commitment to values, stakeholders, risk assessment, transparency, and coaching. Boards must match C.E.O.'s leadership styles with the company's needs for effective management. Evaluating CEOs requires considering both financial performance and soft metrics like honesty and strategic thinking. Ideal CEO candidates should align with the company's strategic goals and adapt to its changing needs. Regular check-ins between the board and CEO ensure alignment and address any issues in their partnership. Future corporate governance will likely focus on more open boards, shareholder involvement, and enhanced risk management.